5 o'clock in the morning and my phone rings. Whoever's on the other end better know a good mortician. Hello? Huh? Floke! You one-eyed raisin! What the hell's the idea of calling me at this hour? What? Slow down, I can hardly understand you. No! No, you can't come over now! It's 5 in the morning! Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. Yeah, I wonder what took him so long.
Stu, you're not gonna believe it. You're not gonna believe it. Stu!
What are you trying to do? Wake up the entire building? Come in and shut up.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well, if you can't believe it, how am I supposed to? What the hell is going on?
You remember that disc jockey contest I entered about a month ago?
You mean the one where the winner gets to be a disc jockey on the radio for one day?
Yeah!
Yeah? Well, what about it?
Well, read this telegram.
Dear Mr. Fluke, congratulations. Stop. You have won the KRAP disc jockey contest. Stop. You will be disc jockey of our station for one day. Stop. Hurry. Stop. Get here as fast as you can. Stop. Don't stop. Stop. Signed, program director of KRAP. That's very nice, Fluke. I'm going back to bed.
But you can't. You've got to drive me down to the station.
What? Why don't you just take your own car?
It's in the shop being serviced.
Well, then you can just kiss your disc jockey job goodbye, Fluke.
That's goodbye, ass breath.
Oh, shut up. I'm going back to bed.
Stu, you're forgetting about the time I installed your line tie.
Yeah, we almost got arrested for possession of stolen property.
Yeah, but what about all the editing and scoring on all the Albernay interviews I've done?
I can get those done at Dave Shokas's studio.
Oh, sure, with that dough quarter and that Pacific telephone. You're forgetting about how most of your callers found out about your line from Fluke.
Let's go.
Well, here we are at KRAP.
Yeah, that's what I would call it. It looks like this place was used by Marconi in 1837.
Okay, I'll admit it's a little old, but I'm going to be a disc jockey. I'm supposed to meet the program director here at 6.
Well, that's what time it is now. Hey, look, Fluke, there's a note on the door.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Fluke, start. I am sorry, but I am unable to come to the studio today. Stop. The keys are under the map. Stop. All the records and equipment are here, but you'll have to supply your own engineer.
Well, that ends that. Come on, Fluke. Let's go home. I'm going to bed.
Wait, there's more. Make sure the station goes on the air at 6:15. Stop. If it doesn't, the FCC will take away my license and I'll hold you responsible. Stop. Start. I don't want you to feel pressured, but if I lose my license, your ass is grass. Stop. Start. Sincerely, Harvey Buttbreath, Program Director. Stop. Start. What the hell? Who the hell wrote this script, Stu?
I wrote it. Now shut up. Let's go on.
Okay.
Swell, swell. Where are you going to find an engineer at 6 in the morning?
I'm looking right at it.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't know the first thing about engineering. I can't do it.
Stu, there's nothing to it. All you have to do is push buttons. I can teach you to do it in 5 minutes. Let's go in. Wow, a real radio studio.
Why does it smell like a toilet in here?
Probably because the windows are closed. I'll open them.
Yeah, okay. Now show me how to engineer, will you please?
Okay, it's simple. All you have to do is... Holy shit! It's 6:15. I'm on the air!
But Fluke...
Quiet! Well, good morning, all of you early morning radio retreaters. I'm the Big Fluke here on the radio station that makes you go! K-R-A-P. And I'm your guest disc jockey here today, and I want you all to feel at home. So let's get things started. Here's Elton John singing Benny and the Jets. Here's Elton John singing Benny and the Jets. Elton John, Benny and the Jets. While we're waiting for Elton's voice to get clear, I'd like to remind you that... Stu, slow it down, it's too fast, it's too we have a new engineer here today, and it takes him a little time to get used to things. Slow it down, Stu!
Benny, I'm a jet.
Good. Bad. Well, that's enough music for a while. Let's have a word from our sponsor. Hey, Stu, is that commercial cued yet?
Yeah.
Good.
I wonder what cued means.
Let's have a word from our sponsor.
In every modern service of a bank today, the Central Bank and Trust Company leads the way.
The only downtown drive-in bank.
It's great.
Complete trust service for your estate.
They're open more hours every day.
The customer's bank in every way.
Hey, still aren't we supposed to have coffee here?
What's that?
The stuff I'm supposed to read.
Wait, what?
I'm supposed to read something here.
Oh, that's right. Find it, quick.
Look, Troy. What's this?
Get out of my pants.
General telephone. No.
No, get rid of that. There it is. There.
Oh, all right, here we go.
So, here it is. Wait, don't turn the right side up. Great, go, quick.
Yes, friends, buy Manor Bread. It's made from the finest wheat germ and oatmeal, and it costs half as much as the regularly priced bread. In fact, it's the number one bread on the market today.
The Central Bank and Trust Company leads the way, and customers bank in every way.
Well, that was a word from our sponsor. Now it's time for the news update.
Psst, Stewie, got the hand to tell that sound effect. Okay, right, got it.
Yes, folks, it's time for the news update.
You idiot.
Sorry.
President Ford today announced that the recession has ended. Things will pick up. The president also had this to say. Yes, I always knew the president could eat like a horse. Of course, Senator Ted Kennedy opposed the president's remarks, and he had this to say. Former President Nixon is residing comfortably in his home in San Clemente after a complete physical checkup yesterday. It was peaceful and serene at the former president's home, and our roving reporter stationed at Mr. Nixon's home had these remarks. The weather for Southern California calls for mostly sunny skies today, highs in the low 90s. And that's the latest news. More news later, but now back to the music. Here's an oldie from 1973, Blue Suede and Hooked on a Feeling.
No! You idiot! Hit the other button! The other button!
Okay!
No, the other button!
Okay!
This is the voice of Matt to Star's home. Anybody at all who sees Tom Santa Monica on the street, shoot! Kill Tom Santa Monica on sight! This is a direct Matt to Star's home.
That button, the other one.
But there's only one button left. It says
I don't give a shit what it says. Press it.
But it says
Press it.
Okay.
Congratulations, you just blew up the station.
All the better. Now it lives up to its name.
What the hell are you talking about?
Fluke? Ahem. We're laying in a pile of crap.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. What a stupid way to end a tape.
Groceries?
And don't forget, Fluke, get the large mustard. The small one goes too fast. And don't forget the ice cream either. We want this one to be... fuck.